You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. On the phone line for this ninth day of July is Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson. Good afternoon to you, Jackie. I can hear the corn putting a lot of power into Grainville at this point. Slow her down and fill her up, huh?
Oh, it sure looks that way, I'll tell you. It's pretty amazing. I've got some pictures that I haven't put out on Twitter yet that are, you know, the silks are already turning brown. And so, the only thing that remains to hurt that crop would be extreme heat during fill. And, you know, we're not looking, at least the forecast isn't looking that way right now.
Yeah. So my Twitter account is at Commodity Week. What's your Twitter account address? Do you remember off the top of your head? I know you used it from, I think it's at JVakes, if I remember.
That's correctly. What it is. Yep it's at JVakes.
At JVakes, yeah. So if people want to follow you and see what you're posting there, they can find that. Some things that we probably ought to talk about. China has made an interesting statement today. They have said, in particular to the United States and to the rest of the world, we're done.
mm-hmm.
We're done. Stimulus from our side is over. What do you make of that?
Well, it's pretty scary in some respects because we know that one of the issues that we're still facing is instability in Europe, and part of the stimulus that came out of China certainly has been to shore up Europe. So from an economic standpoint, when you put Iraq into the picture, you put Ukraine into the picture, and now if China stops doing any stimulus and it all falls to us, what does that mean? I mean, no, that to me means we're in a world of hurt. Now, we've seen them say these kind of things before and then not follow through on them, but I think that, you know, they too have plenty to deal with when it comes to their economy. So in general, this could just be another outside force that could have an impact on our commodity prices.
And it would be an impact to the low side, or would there be inflation?
It wouldn't help us. Let's just put it that way.
Either way, it would not help us. Okay.
No, it wouldn't help us.
How about that?
Not
other outside things. Brazil. Farmers there are asking for help, huh?
They really are. It's interesting. You know, they increased, of course, you know, their production this last year by 25%. Never made any changes, of course, to infrastructure. Then prices began to fall. We knew that they had high break-even prices. So let's look at 2015 and what their prospects are for that. If you're sitting in Mato Grosso, it's estimated that your break-evens are between $3 and $3.50 in U.S. dollars. Now, to get your grain to market, and this is not including all of the new tolls, because for right now that's not a part of it, is going to run you anywhere from $2.50 to $3 a bushel. Well, December 15 corn today closed at $4.31¾. If you take $2.50, you're modest. That leaves you $1.61¾. So they're crying to the government to say, oh, you've got to support us. You've got to give us more support. At this point in time, it's a dollar below what the government said they're willing to support anyway. And so the big question, Todd, is, you know, will they plant corn? You know, it's not a necessity in Brazil. It's an option. You know, and maybe in the long run, this could help us corn price down the road. But the unfortunate part is they are sitting on a lot of old crop corn yet. And that's going to have to come to market at some time. It always has a negative impact on, you know, on our prices, of course, because it competes with us. So Argentina, too. You know, Argentina is sitting on, they've had pretty below-par yields over the last number of years. Lots of economic issues still remain. You know, they're going to have presidential elections coming up. So I don't think we'll see an expansion of acres. I don't think we'll also see a reduction in acres there like we may see in Brazil. But that's a pretty sad picture if you think about it. $1.61¾ left to cover all your costs. That's pretty much below your break evens, minus any tolls it's going to cost you now.
Well, right now, producers here in the United States are facing a similar problem, especially if on their cash rented acres. And only, I think, on average in the state of Illinois, about 15, maybe as much as 20% of any given farmer's acreage is owned. So there would be a lot of acreage that would be either cash rented or rented in some form. So they're facing a similar problem. And in the United States, like the Brazilians, they have a lot of old crop corn. We have a considerable amount of old crop corn, and we have what looks to be a tremendous crop based on the ratings coming on at this point.
Well, that's the truth. And, you know, it's a situation when if you break the crop ratings down and you look at the 18 major production states, which is, you know, the majority of the acres, as of this last week, 14% of the corn acres were below trend line, 21.5 were right at trend line, and 55.7% of those acres were above trend line. And of course, Illinois was included in that. On beans, we had 13% below trend, 17.25 at trend, and 62.8 above trend, also in the same 18 states. So I think that what this really points out to us is it raises the likelihood that USDA will increase the average bushels on both corn and beans on this next report, and it would make sense. You know, we've talked about it before. I think the average guess right now is 165.9. I think we can go higher than that on corn, just by the fact that you take out some of the acres we've lost came out of the northern tier. You know, they have a lower production level anyway, so it immediately raises your average for the national. So I think if you add into that 55.7 acres above trend line, we could easily see 166, 166.2, and have it be realistic. On beans, I think we can go to 45, 45.2. It's a scary situation. And, you know, and you look at the implications, Todd, for 2015. You know, I think right now a guy has got to do something. We've been doing 2015 for quite a long time already, but you just, you know, if you look at the crop insurance price on corn, we dropped $1.03 from last year to this year on crop insurance. What if we duplicate that because we come in with such a huge crop? Should
Arc.
Stimulate usage, but can it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to be Debbie Downer, but I'm telling you, I still believe you have to be prepared for everything that there is. And if you can get a halfway decent price for corn, you can always re-own it. That's the advantage of having the ability to use the market. Being prepared for whatever this thing throws at you. And, boy, she's throwing mud at us right now.
Oh, it's going to make some decisions farmers have to make later this summer, maybe early in the fall, really important. And I know I'll be out and about with the analyst here, the ag economist, talking about the the farm bill decisions and the decision between ARC and PLC. So this, which will be on this crop. Is that right? So
right.
It'll be important. So we'll have information, and I'll let you know when those are coming up. I've been working with some of those, and I'll let you know when those are happening. And, of course, the U of I, the Farm Doc team, has been cited by USDA to put the training together for farmers. So we'll have the guys who know what they're talking about. Anyway, thinking about what you had to say on these numbers and what it really means, and it's just really low. Hey, the other thing is, where do the support and resistance levels set right now for both crops, corn and beans?
Well, you know, we put a new contract low in December today at 395. We've got support at 385 and three quarters. That's the 162% retracement of the 514 and three quarters to 435. We've got 376, which was the July 26th low of 2010. Then, of course, we'd have 349 and a quarter from DESA 2009, and then we'd have a four-year low if we hit 343 and a quarter, and that would have been June 28th of 2010. So when you look at resistance, we got resistance above us at 404 and a half, 418 and three quarters. And, of course, 435 is major resistance now. That's the old low that we put in last, you know, in January. So on beans, support, of course, psychological is at $11. And then we've got 1078, which is the 262% retracement. And the really scary part is 965 and a half is the 138% retracement of that move that we had from 1409 and a half down to 1088 and a quarter. So resistance at 1118, and of course we've got resistance up in that 1125 and 1130 area, and that'll be psychological. I'm fearful, Todd, that what's going to happen is on any bounce, that bounce is going to be met by farmer selling. And so it'll be very hard to sustain bounces unless we really see some major changes in the weather. And, each day that ticks by that we're not seeing something like that makes it less likely that that's what's going to happen.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That is Jackie Vank. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County.